sensitivity analysis, and simulations. Risk models can be developed to understand how risks impact multiple parts of a supply chain system. Two common tools for modeling include sensitivity analysis and simulation, both of which are often developed in spreadsheets, but more specialized tools also exist. Users enter various input values, called variables. Automated calculations occur on them, and the outputs show the impact on various supply chain metrics. Sensitivity analysis. The ICM Supply Chain Dictionary defines sensitivity analysis as a technique for determining how much an expected outcome or result will change in response to a given change in an input variable. For example, for a given projected level of resources, a sensitivity analysis could determine the effect on net income if variable costs of production increase 20%. The key point about sensitivity analysis is that only one variable is changed at a time so that its impact can be studied in isolation. It can be used in risk analysis to study risks that have monetary impacts. For example, what would be the effect on net income if gasoline prices rise by 10%? Simulation. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a simulation as 1. The technique of using representative or artificial data to reproduce in a model various conditions that are likely to occur in the actual performance of a system. It is frequently used to test the behavior of a system under different operating policies. 2. Within manufacturing resource planning, using the operational data to perform what-if evaluations of alternative plans to answer the question, can we do it? If yes, the simulation can then be run in the financial mode to help answer the question, do we really want to? C. What-if analysis. A simulation can be used in risk analysis to enter a given risk scenario, meaning that multiple input variables might be altered from their baselines to fit a given set of assumptions. For example, if it is assumed that rising gasoline prices would place more demand on rail travel, then rail prices would be increased as well in the model. A common type of simulation is a Monte Carlo simulation. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a Monte Carlo simulation as a model used to predict the likelihood of certain outcomes from complex systems based on a sampling of one or more random variables. This model can be used to analyze the predicted performance of systems that would otherwise be intractable using stochastic analysis. Monte Carlo simulations use specialized tools or spreadsheet add-ons to allow developers to enter a range for each input variable rather than just one value. Then the simulation is run thousands of times using different random values from each input range at each pass. The result is an average set of results along with statistics, such as probability distributions. Once the organization has decided on an acceptable risk tolerance, has identified, described, categorized, and defined a risk rating for each risk, and has entered these results in the risk register, it is time to debate possible risk responses.